We have our own in-house birthday boy. Is he going to? I got to see if he's going to show up. I know I saw Craig floating around the building somewhere. And oh, wait. Oh, there's a surprise. I see that he's on the telephone. So you know what that means, don't you? It means that because he's tied up on a telephone call, I can abuse him unmercifully until he gets off the phone. So first of all, we all here at WCDL want to wish Craig a happy 61st birthday. Yep, 61 today. So if you happen to see him, A, help him across the street. He needs all the help he can get. And B, make sure 61, make sure that that's the one that you wish him a happy birthday for, okay? I should, I guess, let him defend himself. If he ever gets off the phone, that is. That could be for a very, 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 very long time that he does not get off the phone. I'm giving him ample opportunity, but he doesn't seem to take well to hints. All right, you know what? Never mind. Maybe in the next 5-6 minutes, I can cajole him to get in here and wish him a happy birthday. He's coming? Is he really? So is Christmas, as my father used to say. If I was too slow in arriving to somewhere, I'm coming. So is Christmas. Happy birthday, senor.
What the heck do you want?
Happy 61st birthday.
Thank you very much. I look pretty good for 61, don't I?
Not really, no.
I was on the phone with my son.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be in school?
No, they don't have school today.
Oh, Sydney. Okay.
It's a, okay. What are those?
Superintendent's Day or Staff Development Day or Scratch Your Own Socks Day or whatever the day is.
Yeah. No, they get a full week for Scratch Your Own Socks
Day. Do they really?
It's a full week now, yeah.
Wow, that's outstanding. Yeah. When I was a kid, we didn't even have socks.
Yeah, all right.
You know?
And we walked uphill both ways.
Absolutely. We ate dirt at lunchtime and we liked it.
Yeah.
Put different gravies on it. It was good. It was all good.
Isn't it amazing how the older you get, the less meaningful your birthday becomes?
Oh, I don't even care about it. The only reason I do it, the same reason as you probably, is the kids want to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Although I think that's waning as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's waning, because my daughter's almost 17 in a couple of months. So that's like, oh, Dad, you're what, 50?
Yeah.
Next year
she's
going to 53? Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because Cameron's birthday, as you know, is 2 days ago.
Right.
So
that's the biggie.
That's the biggie.
Yeah.
And when it falls like it did, you have a party for him on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday party has fallen on my birthday numerous times over the years.
Right, sure.
Which is fine with me.
Because right.
It takes the light off me.
Right, sure.
I'm good with that.
Uh-huh.
And he celebrates, and
of
I enjoy
course.
That part.
Right. He's what? You know, he's 10 now, right?
Right. Yep.
10 already.
10 years old, man.
I mean, and the other one's going to be what?
13.
Oh, a teenager coming.
Yeah.
You think you got gray now that you got to cover up. You just wait.
Let me tell you something. I think he started as a teenager, that one. I'm serious, man.
Oh, boy.
How many teacher conferences I had to go to that were not the normal ones.
You're right, exactly. So now you're older than do you require a chair when you come in here to talk with me?
No, but...
Because you've been standing up for a good minute and a half now, and
yeah,
I just want to make sure that... You know, the varicose veins in your legs don't, like, pop out.
You know what I
did
for
thrombosis.
You know what I did for my birthday? I didn't even tell you I was doing this. I told you a while ago.
I
went to a show. I haven't been to a show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you tried the meatloaf TV dinner.
No.
That would
no.
be special.
That's for tonight. It's my birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, fair. I was confused.
Yeah.
I was a day off and a dollar short.
Tammy was going to make me meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
And she said, what have you done for me lately? And... So that's that. Isn't
I
that
like
nice?
The blue meatloaf TV dinner. That's a
the
good
blue.
One.
Blue?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Isn't that the one that's probably spoiled?
You call it what you want. I just prefer it that way.
Do you want to know who I saw last night?
Who did you see last night?
Does the name Roger Hodgson ring a
bell? Ah, okay.
Remember how many years I've been saying to you, I want to see Roger Hodgson?
I did happen to see on Facebook some pictures from that show last night.
Ah, well.
And the little boy, that his favorite song was Dreamer, so they played it for him.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You know what he did? First of all, for you folks that... don't know who Roger Hodgson is. He's the lead singer guy that wrote all the big hits for Supertramp.
Right.
And, he opened the show with Take the Long Way Home.
Right. A great
one.
Yeah.
Sure. You know,
Goosebumps CDL listeners
right
know that
start,
one. Sure.
Right from the start. And
let me ask, Breakfast in America?
Absolutely.
Goodbye Stranger?
Yes.
Logical song? Give a Little Bit?
Give a Little Bit ended the show.
Okay.
You know, that was the big ending.
Uh-huh.
And just... you know, any that you could think of cool. that were their big hits, plus, you know, some other, he had, maybe he did like two solo hits that were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tightest band I've heard in a very long time.
Any other members of Supertramp his band?
Nope. It's just him and his...
So it's the complete falling out with his former band,
yeah,
and he just keeps
typical,
going.
You know, someone
he
yelled,
wrote and sang all the stuff.
Someone yelled, Rudy, you know, which is a song written by... what's the other guy's name? Rick?
Rick, let's see.
I can't remember his last name. The other main Supertramp guy.
Davies, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rick Davies.
Rick Davies, okay.
He said, well, Rudy is a really good song. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm only doing songs that I wrote tonight. That's Rick's
Awkward.
Song. Yeah, he said that's Rick's song. Yeah. You know, so it wasn't rude
right.
or, you know,
right.
You know, people don't know.
Right.
But anyway, he had people, I guess he has on his website or whatever it is that people text him,
mm-hmm.
or not text him, the email or whatever, and they tell stories about how his music has affected their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And last night there was apparently, the first concert, these parents wanted to bring right. their three-year-old to his first concert.
Mm-hmm.
And
he stayed awake through the whole thing, I read.
Yeah. But uh-huh. but here's the thing. Hodgson, he had these papers, and mm-hmm. he printed off the mm-hmm. various things.
Right.
And so-and-so from Cicero wanted to hear blah, blah, blah. You
right.
know, and they're
cool.
he's identifying towns
cool.
around the area. And then he talked about the three-year-old there, and they held the kid up uh-huh. and all, and he said, this is for you, and he did Dreamer, you know.
Cool.
And, it was really it was cool.
Excellent, love Supertramp.
You know,
oh,
me too. What the thing that was sorely lacking? Only one song
mm-hmm.
was lacking. Where you go, like, how did he not do that?
Yeah,
It's Raining Again.
Oh, okay.
He didn't do that.
Okay, maybe Rick co-wrote that one or something.
No. You could, they co-wrote a lot,
yeah.
but you know, a lot of them.
I have to say, Goodbye Stranger would be my favorite out of that whole. Lot.
Not me. Take the long way home. And what a way to start the show.
Mm.
So anyway.
So then for you, it was all downhill
that's,
after?
well, yeah. No, because Give a Little Bit. I
right,
love too,
sure.
So
right,
picked
right,
them.
Right.
But it was just great. And the band was so tight. Even if you mm-hmm. didn't know a song, you probably still enjoyed it. I
right.
knew them all. But
yeah, right.
He even did this song that you might not even know, but it's from a, I don't know which Supertramp album, Even in the Quietest Moments,
sure.
maybe Fool's Overture.
Don't recall that.
And that it's about a 10-minute thing that, mm-hmm. that he explained that he had these three instrumental pieces that he had written, mm-hmm. and he just didn't know what to do with them.
Right.
And then he said he had an aha moment and put them all together into this 10-minute piece. And, you know, every once in a while, Supertramp would have one of those long.
Right. I recall one called, I think it was called Child of Vision.
Yep.
That was a good one. I like that
he did
one.
It.
Oh, cool.
And it was great.
See that?
That was a highlight for me.
I was going to stow away in your trunk, but then I realized you have a minivan. You don't have a trunk.
Yeah, that's right.
So well, you would have seen me there.
Well, we would have seen you wrapped around all of the footballs,
the sport
baseball
goods,
bats,
yeah.
soccer balls, and everything
that's right.
else.
It's like a sporting goods store
yes,
in the back
it
of
is.
Your minivan.
And someday, when they've grown out of all that, I'm just going to open the back of that mm-hmm. thing and say...
I just have cool
van sale.
Yeah, yeah. I just have toolboxes and car parts in the
yeah,
back of mine.
Right. Well, yeah, tools are there's a value to tools.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, it was a great way to celebrate my birthday.
Cool.
There you go.
There you go. So good. You had a good birthday.
You know who I went with?
Who'd you go with?
Well, our good friend Johnny Edwards.
Oh, Johnny. Yeah.
You know, and another radio guy, former competitor of ours.
Who was it?
Doug Decker.
Oh, you went with Doug.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I worked with Doug 400,000 years ago.
Right,
back
right.
in the
he
early days.
He told me the story
We worked with Edison.
He said he trained you up there when you first started.
He started a little bit before I did.
Yeah. So he was showing you, you know, how
right.
the equipment worked and stuff like mm-hmm. that and everything. And you know, he told me the story of, you know, when he first met you and everything. Boy, you know, nothing changes.
No, they were all nuts over there. They
well,
were
right.
all nuts over here. Every radio station is just nuts.
Every person that talks about when they've met you,
mm-hmm.
whack job. I mean, it's that simple.
I can't imagine what they mean.
Here was Johnny's comment to
uh-huh.
that. He's a piece of work, all right. So if that explains anything, there you go. That's
there
the
it is.
Definition of Rob. He's yeah. a piece of work.
That would work. I'll take that one.
right.
I'll take that. It's better than some you could say.
Yeah, it's true.
Way better than some of them you could
some
say.
Some people think, you know, hey, this is what, you know, they put on this act on the air. No, this is him.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
so you know.
Yeah, this is me pretty much.
You know, without the curse words.
This is me within the confines of a radio format.
Yeah,
but it's still me.
Right. All right, so anyway, thanks for the birthday wish.
Yeah, happy 61st.
Yeah, I'm all excited, too, because a little kid that...
Do you like how I just made you 9 years older than me instead of a year younger?
Yeah.
I like
it. You do it every year. And what a surprise, you repeating something.
Yeah, that's so unlike me.
No, so I'm excited because tomorrow, Cameron's got his birthday
mm-hmm.
party. And with those little friends, and one of his little friends,
mm-hmm.
Lucas,
mm-hmm.
was on the football team that I was helping coach.
Right.
Great little kid. His birthday is today.
Oh, cool.
So Lucas and I have the same birthday.
Do I have his birthday here yet?
Lucas DeMott.
Yeah, I got him.
You got him? How old is he?
Nine.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's in there.
He's a great little kid. And so he's got a birthday today. And, you know, it was funny when we found that out. I looked at him and I said, we have the same birthday. I was more excited than he was, I think. He's like, all right, old man, relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Relax.
He just wants you to go back into the corner, sit in the chair, and drool on yourself like us old men do.
Exactly.
That's all.
All right. So anyway, that's all I have to say. So, but that was a good...
So you should be in a good mood for a good 15, 20 minutes today,
then.
I'll
give you an hour. I'll give you a good hour.
You should drag out some Super Tramp during oldies today when you do
That's a good point.
You are doing oldies today, right? Because yesterday you kind of disappeared on me.
Well, my son is sick.
Oh, yeah, the old my son is sick excuse.
Last night he was up to 103 temperature.
103?
Yeah.
Is he okay today?
I'm not exaggerating. Well, I mean, you just give him medicine, you bring it down, and I'm hoping he doesn't have mono again.
Ugh.
Remember that when he had mono the summer?
Now, if this is the second time he gets it, shouldn't it be called stereo this time?
I guess so. On that note,
if he gets it four times, it'd be quadraphonic.
Yeah.
he's got quad. Oh no,
we're sorry to tell you, he's got quadraphonic.
He's got quadraphonic.
He's going to sleep a lot.
Yeah,
with headphones on.
Yes, and when he does snore, it'll come in four different directions from the room.
That's right. It'll be a really freaked out snore.
Absolutely.
All right.
Happy birthday, old man.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy yourself. That's Craig Stevens. He's got a birthday. We're going to help him around the office today. Make sure that he gets everything done that he has to.